Born in 1862 in the north of England to a prosperous mercantile family, Frederick Delius was an English composer who resisted attempts largely by his father to embrace commerce. To sharpen his appetite for the family's business, young Frederick was sent to Florida in the United States in 1884 to manage his father's orange-growing plantation. Frederick Delius arrived in Florida in 1884, reconnected to his father's wishes for him to manage an orange grove on a plantation on the St. John's River just south of Jacksonville. It wasn't long after arriving that Frederick began neglecting his managerial duties, and in 1886 was called back home to Europe. However, his return home and departure from the Deep South in the U.S. was not without the benefit of having been profoundly inspired by African-American sacred music, which shaped his earliest days of composition. Frederick's young life was filled with music resonating from a household that loved to play together. And although he would later achieve success as a violinist, the field of musical composition is where he would cultivate his talents. With faint interest in the family business, young Frederick found himself more and more captured by music, particularly that of African-American sacred music emanating from enslaved Americans who not only worked the plantation, but sang what would become spirituals as well. It was this singing, Delius later said, that first gave him the onus to advance his interest in music. The first orchestral compositions of Delius include the Florida Suite, composed in 1887 and crafted with precise musical citations that reflect his love affair with Afrocentric music. Nearly a decade later, he would compose the opera Coanga, based on his experiences as a young man attracted to Creole life in Florida. Some hold that Coanga is the first Eurocentrically created work linked at its foundation to the earliest form of African-American sacred music. Down the road, other works like George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess and Scott Joplin's Tremonisha would follow this musical footprint, first authored by Frederick Delius. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.